Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live Through Jesus Weekly Devotions. On this episode, dedication without God is pointless. This is inspired by 1 Samuel 14 in the lesson that I called, Where Do You Place Your Faith? I grew up in this small Texas town where everyone in the whole town was invested in the kids at the school. Everything that we were doing, everyone was there. No matter what kind of sporting event it was or what was going on, people who had no kids in school, no grandkids in school, still went to everything. They would drive for hours to go to a playoff game. And when I was in high school and we were in the playoffs in basketball, we had all these little old ladies coming up to us and they were like, oh, this is the shirt that I wore whenever we beat so-and-so. And so, you know, I know we're going to win tonight because I've got on my lucky shirt, you know. They would have all their signs and noisemakers and all of these things. And it was as if they thought, you know, their dedication might will us to win. You know, whoever had the most dedicated fans were going to win the game. And obviously this is not the case, but it made them feel like they were doing something right. The game was going to be won or lost on the court. It was up to us, nobody else, but it made them feel like they were doing something. And I thought about that this week whenever I read the story about how Saul made all of his soldiers take a vow not to eat anything until they won the battle. So they fought all day long and had no food. And that doesn't make a lot of sense if you're fighting a battle. You want to have your strength up. You want to have energy. And so the only reason he was doing this, presumably, is because it was going to show their dedication. You know, we're just going to fight, fight, fight. We're not going to even stop to get, you know, anything to eat. And his son didn't even know these rules. And he walked by and just grabbed some berries and popped them in his mouth as he's walking along the way. That didn't take any time. But everyone was forbidden from doing even that. And it was like these people that would come, all of our fans, come up and say, you know, I've done all these grand displays of dedication, and so we're going to win. It's like he thought that if he made this big display of dedication, then they would win the battle. And that's not what won them the battle. They did win the battle, but it was in spite of their weariness and even their inability to sacrifice the offerings as they were supposed to at the end of the day, because they couldn't wait. So they couldn't wait to go through the steps that God had commanded them to do, all because they were starving. And Jonathan, Saul's son, complete opposite. Instead of having dedication to some arbitrary thing, Jonathan dedicated himself to God. And so from the very beginning, Jonathan was looking to God and saying, what do you want me to do, God? I think you want me to go out and attack the Philistines, but I'm going to go out and I'm just going to approach them. And then I'm going to watch for the signs and see if you open the door for me, give me the opportunity. And if you do, I'm going to attack. And if you don't, then okay, I was wrong and I'm not going to do it. That's how he approached the battle. So from the very beginning, he was dedicating himself to God instead of some arbitrary rule. Not only that, he didn't even take an army with him to attack. He only took his armor bearer because he knew that not only was it not going to be won by displays of dedication, but it also wasn't going to be won by the strength or number of their army. It was going to be won according to the will of God and according to God's might, God's power. That's all that was going to win them the battle. And so what does that say to us today? I think it says no grand idea, no displays of dedication, no power or ability on our behalf is going to bring about the outcome that we desire. The only way that we're going to have success is if we cooperate with God, just like Jonathan did. God will work through us to do what he wants, but it's going to be what he wants and not what we want. In Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure." So God will work in us to help us want to do what he wants and to help us do it if we will just cooperate with him. If we will look to him, dedicate ourselves to him, then he will work in us. But he's going to work in us to do what he wants, not achieve the outcome that we desire, but the outcome that he desires. We can't manipulate or coerce or force God into giving us something because we show great dedication or because we do good deeds or any of those things. What God wants to happen is what we should also want to happen. And this verse says that God will work in us to help us want that if we will just cooperate with him. And then in Proverbs 16:1-3, it says, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." So it's like you can plan all you want, but God is going to answer your plans and tell you how it's really going to go. "All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. So commit your work to the Lord, and then your plans will be established." If we will commit our ways to him, then he will establish them. And we want that. We want what God wants if we really think about it. Because he knows what's best. And so we can ask him for the things that we want. He wants us to do that. He wants us to talk to him about everything. But once we ask him and we tell him what we want, then we have to trust him to do the actual right thing. Because we don't know all the things that God knows. And sometimes we ask for certain things. We think we want a certain outcome, but God's like, you don't really know. You know, either it's like it is for parents and children, how the kids think that they want something and the parents are like, yeah, you think you want cookies all day long and nothing else, but your body's not going to run on that. And I know that, you know, so it's either like that. Or it's just that God knows how everything is going to work together and we just can't know all of the different moving parts that God can know. And so God's like, you think that's what you want, but it's not going to work out as well as you think it is if you get that. And so I am going to work through you to give you what you really want, what is really best for you, if you'll just trust me. And so ask God for what you want, but then trust him with the outcome. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." So that's all I have for today. If you would like this in the form of a blog post, then go to livethroughjesus.substack.com and just become a free subscriber there, and you'll get all of these devotions emailed to you as I do them. And if you would like the lessons that go along with that, you can become a paid subscriber for $6 a month or $60 a year, and you'll get every lesson as we go through it emailed to you and access to all the past lessons. And then just make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And then I'll see you back next week. Thanks and have a good day.